This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner. Oh, JJ.
What, dude?
Brandon, episode 28.
Damn.
28. That was Italian.
Yo, we just got an email.
Oh, from who?
Dude, this is the Huntsville Police Department. It says, long-time viewer, first-time emailer. They want to do a meeting with us, man.
A meeting?
Yes. Yeah. A meeting? Yes, man. They found out.
What?
Found out what?
Dude, you don't need to know, man. They found out. Oh, shit. Okay. It's okay.
All right, dude.
I guess we're having a meeting with the fucking police department.
Maybe they want to sponsor us.
Could be.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe. Maybe it's a sponsorship.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you for coming in today. I know you're busy. I'm busy. And I just want to say before we get started, huge fan of the podcast. I love what you're doing. A lot of laughs. But I'm not a man who likes to laugh. And frankly, I see a lot of depressing and disturbing stuff in the line of my job. Let me break this down for you real quick. We've got monsters on the streets of Huntsville. Sexual predators is what I'm talking about. These are the worst kind of human trash. The mayor's concerned about it. The governor's concerned about it. Chief of police is concerned about it. Let me tell you what the chief of police is worried about and what the mayor's worried about. I'm worried about it. I've got a promotion coming up, hopefully. Lieutenant, could be nice. It could be, I don't know, an extra $2,500 a year. So that's not the point. The point is this. I need help catching a predator. What I've noticed is there's something about your general demeanor, your childlike manner, your simple mind, I think, that is naturally attractive to the kinds of guys that we're trying to catch. What I want to propose to you fellas is a sting operation.
Cool.
Huntsville Police has put together some plans, and we think you could play a major part in these plans. Yep. Here's the deal. We've got a playbook for a bunch of different sting operations for sexual predators of this nature. The Russian 76, the Oklahoma Protocol, New Jersey Mousetrap. You probably heard of some of these. The Tequila Sunrise, the Colombian Dog Catcher.
Cool.
Well, in this case, I think what is most appropriate is just traditional catfishing. We'll coordinate the online piece. He goes by Chopsticks69.
Oh, shit, I know him, man. I know him. It's going to be good.
I already know him.
I met him on Craigslist. We play Pokemon together and sometimes Beyblade.
What we would like to do is have you post up at a trap house that Huntsville Police has set up. You'll be there. We'll entice the sexual predator to come find you. And then as soon as he engages in some sort of inappropriate sexual engagement with you, but believing you to be a minor, once he engages, we'll have the evidence that we need to make an arrest and put him away for a long, long time.
Okay.
Whoa. Dom and I are Brandon's legal guardian. Yeah. We legally adopted him.
True.
We're his power of attorney. What's in it for us? That's, I propose $1,500. And one get out of jail free card each.
Oh, not a penny less.
Yeah, and we'll sell them to you for that price.
Hey, you could have them.
Yes.
Interesting angle there. I would say that by policy, the Huntsville Police Department, we don't buy people.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there are laws on the books about that. We call it human trafficking now. But maybe we could rent him for a little bit.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I have a suggestion. How about whenever he gets here, to make sure he doesn't do it again, we brand his dick.
Oh, I like that idea.
We brand his dick so when he shows his dick to kids, they know he's a pedophile.
And they can't read, but they can recognize symbols.
Exactly.
Smart man right here.
It's frowny face. Yes. On the cock.
I like where your heart's at. I like where your mind's at. Okay, and so believe me, nobody hates these guys as much as I do.
Oh, well. You know what? Hey, listen. Since we're gonna get this man, we need these three safe, right? So listen, think about this. This is brilliant. When we get this man, you give him a key,
And whenever he opens the door or like starts something or even his radio, it just says child predator.
That's good.
Coming your way, so we all know.
That's good.
The important thing
for this is that we're able to make the arrest. That's really what we're trying to do. That's the first step. We have to make the arrest. To do that, we need you to be at the trap house tomorrow at 6 p.m. if that works for you.
It works. Okay.
So, what time are you going to be there tomorrow?
I'm going to be there at 5:45.
It's very important that you be on time at the address that I send you.
Dude, you know what's fucked up?
What's that?
Fruit Loops are all different colors, but taste the same.
Oh, shit.
Just like us, man.
Just like us.
Okay. Are you guys ready to go?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, let's go. Where's Brandon?
Oh, shit.
Brandon, it's 5:45. Where the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah, he told me that y'all just wanted me to come down here, so I'm at his house.
He? Who? He who?
Yeah. Yeah, he told... Yeah, we're here with the guy.
At Chop 669?
Yeah, Chop 669. I'm chilling here now.
Brandon, he's the target.
Dude, I know, but he told me that y'all were cool with this.
Wait, where's there? You're at his house? Where are you right now?
Yo, I gotta go.
Yeah, you do gotta go. You're in Oh my god. You guys are on your own.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon with the Scotty J. Let's all go to my college, baby. It's with Brandon with the Scotty J.
Charlie, thank you for wearing your high bridge color. You weren't already an eyesore before that.
This hat is advertising for the
shit. Hey, Grapper. He's a little special.
All right.
This hat is advertising for the Doom Show. Come check it out. It is amazing, by the way.
This is...
Are those condoms, Brandon?
Yes, it is condoms. Not used, by the way, thank God.
At least that's what we told him.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Damn, Brandon. All right, dude, Brandon, you know, I just want the audience to get to know you a little more, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, Ken, you were telling me the other day about a story you had with your uncle who tried to fight you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This was the first time I ever got high.
You?
It was weird. He was like, we were doing it, we were having a good time. And then out of nowhere, he was like, hey, man, you know what? Kick your ass. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You kick my ass. Like, yeah, man, you don't know it, but you can. I know you do some MMA shit, but I get up and kung fu kick you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I didn't get my Fitbit up. And that didn't make any sense, man. It got weird because, like, after that happened, he was like, all right, let's go to the Navy buses and go on a ride on that VR thing.
Was the VR his top, Brandon?
thank God it wasn't, man. It was Terminator and Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
In 1993 edition, but you know they were massive. They good.
They had VR back then, dude?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Hey, I want to know about the first time you purchased a pocket pussy.
Oh, my God. So, you know what I'm saying?
The first time?
Man, yeah, so I was a kid, man. I was about 15. 16, and me and my bro, we were like, hey, man, we gotta do something, man. You gotta get something, you know, to make life better. So what we did was we decided to go to Spencer's, right? We were looking back there to see what was there, and it was a football, right? A DP football, both ends, right? And we went in there, and so I was looking at it, and I was like, this the only one? He's like, yeah, it's the only one, man. So I said, okay, I got a plan. You go in there, you buy it, I'm gonna watch you buy it. So you act cool. So he went up there and he was telling you, he was like, yeah, man, so you ever use this? You recommend it? And the dude looking at him so weird, like, yeah, I recommend it, whatever. Then after like five tries, we realized, by the way, he was separate. I'm just letting you know. We realized that we weren't using it right. You're supposed to take it out of the football.
So you were banging it inside the football.
Yeah, it was inside the football.
And it was uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Brandon, I got a question though. Did you hold it by the laces?
Yeah. Well, I thought that's what that was for, man. I'm like, man, they made some groups and shit, but no.
You were made, dude.
Nah, man, it was weird. It was weird, yeah.
I have a clarifying question, if that's okay. So at the beginning of the story, because they went in Spencer's and there was only one.
Yes. No, there was two. You know, the worst experience about this was I didn't know how to drive yet, so me and my friend had to be like, hey, mom, we go to Mars, so we on a family trip, nobody knows. Yeah, and then I touched down that bitch in the garbage can.
How long ago did you go out of that?
About a year later. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it'd be disguised and shit. I'm just hoping nobody get that Nickelodeon slime and just boom.
Oh, damn, dude, you put some fucking miles on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God. And why are your semen green?
Metaphor. Hell yeah.
What about growing up, man? Did you have any fun experiences in school growing up?
I had a lot of experiences. I had one weird experience once that was, weird. This is when I realized that I may have been a little bit autistic, maybe. Because, okay, so there was this kid that went up to me and was like, hey, man, you want to be my friend? I'm like, yeah, I'll be your friend. Let's do it. He said, hey, man, so let's get on the monkey bar. Because, you know, I couldn't hold on to the fat back then. Come on. He was like, yeah, I'll hold on to you, right? So he held on to me, and when we got halfway in, boom, he slammed in my back. And I said, oh, what the fuck is that about? He was like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I was like, all right, man, don't do that again. So then we did it again. And then he does it again. And then I'm like, yo, what happened? He said, I slipped. And I'm like, well, don't slip again. And then we did it again. Then we did it two more times until I couldn't get up. And then I went home and watched the bootleg Iron Man 2, eating some soup that I didn't want to eat.
What kind of soup?
Chicken noodle soup, man.
Now, what's the defining quality about the guy that did this?
What's the defining quality? He's my enemy now, man. I don't like him. I don't know. I never seen the dude again. I feel like there was something wrong mentally. I don't know. It's weird. You go boom, boom, boom. I don't know. You should feel bad after when the dude can't get up because dude, everybody was surrounding me like a movie.
So he did it to you four times and he's the one.
Five. I know, but I was a very trusted man back then. Very trusted.
So, if you guys don't watch the podcast, you don't know that Brandon is kind of a magnet for child predators.
He is.
Fatal attraction.
How many times have you almost got anal penetrated?
See, I wasn't participating. They do that. Probably about, 10 suspicious times.
Damn!
I'm like, that's a little weird. And then I know what's going to be like, it's getting weird. I don't know.
Can I open it up a little bit and ask him how many times you've been diddled versus anally penetrated? That's so specific.
Almost, though.
Some bad shit goes down without actual anal penetration.
So how about you tell us about times you almost got kidnapped or...
Let me think of one. Okay, so I remember I was one time. You know, back in the day I was a kid. And this old man, we were at Kroger's, right? My mom was just shopping this old man. I was like, hey man, come over here and get some candy. And you know, that's a red flag for like normal kids. Me, I just went right over there. I was like, hey man, what is this? And it was like a mint. And it had a green thing in the middle of it. And I just looked right past it. And I was gonna eat it and my mom smacked out my hand. I'm like, don't eat stuff from strangers. What if we asked you to go to the truck? And I said, I would have fucked him up at 4 or 5 years old. Man, once I was fat, I would have probably rolled off. Kicked me over the bed. It would have been, yeah.
Right. Brandon, be honest, dude. Show me where on this wooden cock he touched it.
Hey audience, raise your hand if you have no idea about the Clown College podcast. No, seriously, and this is not a bad thing, because I'm trying to promote it. If you're unaware, you need to go to YouTube and subscribe to the Clown College Comedy Podcast. They do a fantastic job. They're super entertaining and they have a lot of really cool guests like me.
We like to highlight all the comedians and all the good ones. And all right.
Oh, shit.
Are you guys ready for some stand-up comedy? Are you guys ready for some fucking stand-up comedy? We got one of the best comics in Knoxville. He's not the best, because he's number two. But he's one of the best stand-up comics in Knoxville. Everybody get it going for the great Zappa. You hold that moment. Don't build eyes for me, okay? Huntsville!
Yeah!
I
can see all of y'all. Y'all can get louder than that. I said, Huntsville! Yeah! There you go. Act like you got luxury apartments in your city now. How y'all doing?
You.
Good, good. I'm doing great myself. Just got back into town. I was on vacation. Brother went to the Caribbean. Yeah. It was amazing not being the only black guy around. But also, it was terrible being the worst looking black guy around. They were like, ew, even your locks are shitty, bro. I was like, come on, what's up? I'm from America. Treat me better. While I was at the beach, I realized I need to lose some weight. Yeah. I don't think I'm like unattractive or anything. I know a lot of women like this chocolate Teddy Graham figure I have. But I want to lose some weight just so I can get a little bit more confidence, you know? Like, I have confidence, but I want just ridiculous confidence. Like, unrealistic male confidence. You know what I mean? She knows what I mean. Women, y'all know what I mean. It's that unrealistic male confidence that makes a guy pull up to you at a gas station in a 99 Honda Accord, like, hey, baby, how you doing? Better than you, motherfucker. You know? That kind of confidence. Any married women in here? Okay, you know what kind of confidence I'm talking about. It's that crazy male confidence that makes your husband go, hey, baby, why don't you go put on some of that sexy lingerie I like? Even though he's got those boxers with the holes all in them, his balls keep falling out in the back. You're like, why don't you throw them away? He's like, nah, I got a couple more years left in this bang. Women, y'all have confidence like that too sometimes. Every time you offer a hand job. All women like, no, I don't like him no more. I see all the dudes going, he ain't lying. I'm just saying, every time I've ever gotten a hand job from a woman, I've always turned into like a bristled factory worker, you know? Because they're always like, you like that? Tell me I'm the best. I'm like, give me that goddamn thing, girl. I've been stroking this dick since I was 12 years old, okay? I'm 32 now. That's 20 years on a goddamn job. You think you're going to come in here in one night and do it better than me? Now let me show you how to get it done. They tell you not to do it this way, but this is what I like. Oh, man. I found out a couple of things about myself. I found out that I'm a good cunnilingus giver. You guys heard that? Cunnilingus. It's pussy for all you uneducated motherfuckers in the back. I found out I'm good at this because I had a crick in my neck from a girl locking up and would not let go. Any guys in here good at eating cooch?
Yeah.
I was looking at the band of bros in the back right here. The dude in the yellow, the Nordic Viking with a good smile. What's your name, bro? Why are you looking around? It's you. He's like, oh man, who are you, big motherfucker? Eli?
Yeah, he said, huh, it's Eli.
That boy is farm strong eating coochie. She's like, you want me to lay on the bed? He's like, get on these shoulders. I don't bench press 455 for nothing. Eli, when you eat cooch, how do you do it usually? If she's not on your shoulders. You don't know how to answer it? All right, I'll help you. So I know it's two ways to eat cooch. Let's use this person. All right, so let's say a girl is laying there, right? Eli, when you see a woman laying there, do you eat coochie like, I don't know, a lion drinking water out of the Serengeti? Do you get on all fours and kind of just dig your head down and get the going? Or are you like me? I'm a Navy SEAL kind of guy. Like SEAL Team 6, I get down. And then I crawl in. And I turn and I say, girl, give me that goddamn taco. And Eli, I know you're saying to yourself, ugh, you one of them dudes that like to call pussy tacos? Yeah, I am one of those dudes that like to call pussy tacos because I eat them like tacos, Eli. I turn my head to the side. I put my hand here for the drippings. That dude back there is like, ugh, bro, why is it dripping? Because I'm doing it right. That's why it's dripping. All right? Every now and then I kick my legs up. She usually tells me to get out at that point. Oh, man. You guys are fun. Isn't this podcast fun? I'm having a great time.
Any kinky motherfuckers out there? Lying. The real kinky ones are quiet. I have a kink, and it's kind of hard for me to get a girlfriend because of my kink. My kink is going over to SCU. Y'all heard about it? I love it because, you know, it's just so easy to turn me on with it. If I come home, there's like police, crime tape all over the place. I'm like, oh God, no, what happened? And then when I come in, I just hear that sexy ass song playing. You know the song. Like, who am I to fuck tonight? This Ice-T is in the corner holding a picture of a vagina. So I'm like, have you seen this clip? Have you seen this clip? I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe if it wasn't wearing that hood, I can get a good look at it. Eli, you understand why the clip's wearing a hood? No? Eli's not gonna be a pussy. Alright. I'll teach you later, Eli. I don't want to teach you, but I'll show you pictures. But nothing's better than at the very end, Eli. Because when you have a kink like this, choking's always involved. And my girl's like, choke me, choke me. I'm like, And when you choke, you gotta have a safe word because I can't breathe. So she's like, and I'm like, oh shit, say the safe word, baby, say the safe word. She's like, in the criminal justice system, she never gets it all the way out, and she always ends up passing out. But I'm not a perv, I wake her up. And when she's like, where am I? I'm like, Huntsville, Alabama, Friday night, 7 p.m. She's like, what? And then I just tone her head like, dum dum. And that's usually how it happens. My name is Safa, I thank you guys so much. Hold on, let me get my 40 back from this guy.
Just like Sci-Fi, just show up late and run the light.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
say what color he is, but...
Okay, since we're getting into that, I just want to say, when I first met these three dudes, I thought this was the most diverse podcast in the world. I thought a racist, a brain-damaged kid, and a Middle Eastern guy getting together and all my cool podcasts would be cool. Turns out, he's not Middle Eastern, he's half black, half white. He's not racist, he just has one of those kinds of faces. And he's just a victim. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. I haven't seen him in a while, honestly.
But I'm not gonna lie, man, dude, I love your advice, though, what you're doing now, man. It's good lessons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm holding the class, man. I'm holding the class, actually.
You're holding the class?
Mm-hmm.
Send a video.
Sci-Fi, you know I love you, man. I love you, I fucking love you. I love Sci-Fi so much, I got a sticker on my phone, right? I'm not fucking lying to you guys. Sci-Fi, that's called the light! Yeah, I know I stop when it comes on, man!
I tried, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable. And I got some beef with you, dude.
What's up?
I heard you talking shit about our podcast.
Oh, yeah. I did, talking about our setup.
You said our studio was shit, man.
It is. That is a $1,400 a month apartment.
First off, it's a small-ass room, and you never have your socks or shoes on, so it smells like Frito corn chips in that motherfucker. There's toys and cigarettes and blunt roaches everywhere. It's terrible.
Okay, dude, if you wipe away the cigarette ashes off the fucking table, it's a really nice, homely place.
It's cozy. I know it's cozy. I crash on Dom's couch whether I ask him to or not all the time.
But y'all just have to understand what he was comparing it to.
Oh, you? Yeah. If you guys don't know, there's a beautiful podcast studio up here. It's called Jester Hat Studio.
Studio Jester.
Studio Jester. It's beautiful. So much better than the piece of shit we record.
You would think that Kim produces your podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I also have a podcast produced by Clown College, and we record in that shitty room. You should check it out. Podcast on YouTube. It's called the Bryson Sci-Fi Show.
You!
Yeah, he likes it.
Don't watch it, it fucking sucks.
But if you want to hear Sci-Fi talking shit originally, go to Studio Jester and subscribe.
Hell yeah, it's a great one. Hey, review movies of your past.
Yeah.
Fuck you, though. I love you. Yeah, I love you. You know it's getting hot outside. You put the paddle on?
Yeah. Are we having a big boy conversation with all these people?
I want to make sure you're fresh.
I'm always fresh, motherfucker.
Okay.
put deodorant on my taint. Yeah, that's a new one. If none of you guys have tried that, try it.
You don't got the ball wax in.
No. Don't sort of that ball wax shit.
Everybody knows what ball wax is.
Raise your hand if you've ever heard of ball wax.
Let me tell
you. Okay, you've only heard of ball wax because Brandon's your fiance. I know why you've heard of ball wax. You need medical help.
Now, my overweight teenage son has ball, like, powder. Does that...
No, no. Don, why don't you tell people what ball wax is?
So, some people call it ball cheese, but really it's not like a wax. This is what happens. What you want to do is not take a shower for 2-3 days. And you get the buildup and the crevices.
I wish it was hard.
And then when you wipe, it feels more like a wax. And it smells intoxicating.
Yeah. Are you intoxicated?
Okay. A little TMI, but let me tell you something. I shaved my pubes completely one day, and then I was like, I ain't doing this shit again. And it was, I was a little itchy, so I was scratching, and Don was like, oh, you checking for ball wax? And I was like, what? And then he told me that weird shit, and I was like, Don, you can't be serious. He goes, no, you go down every now and then, get a little smell. It's amazing. And then every single weekend I saw him after that, he would be like, try to get some ball wax?
Yeah, open you up. You don't need Vicks VapoRub anymore.
I would like to thank all four of you for confirming why I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. I don't agree with these fucking senators. I'm not on board with this, and nobody else is either.
Okay, first off, I don't have ball wax, okay? I lost my nuts.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, motherfucker. I call it clean. Don is the one.
It's just when I'm in the house for 2 days and I don't shower.
So every weekend, Dom is building a house of wax. Madam Tussauds, I mean.
Y'all both need to stock up on talcum powder, man. Y'all got the Olympics coming up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have taking.
Okay, quick question. I know I look like T-Pain and that shit just didn't go right. If I fell in love with that stripper and she took all my money. And I know that Don looks like DJ Khaled if he lost another one. But who do y'all think can run faster, he or I?
Don.
Y'all can run faster than shit yourself in the beat.
I'm sick of all that.
Fuck all that, Don.
I already beat you.
In what?
A race.
You beat that dumb motherfucker. And I love it. And I mean that with nothing but love. Okay, real shit. If you watch their podcast, there is an episode where Dom races Brandon. And Brandon has the worst running form I have ever seen. I mean, there are crippled children who can probably run better than this. Brandon's initial start, he gets up, stands up straight, and then whips his back like this. And then he falls 2 strides on his face on the parking lot in front of a bar called Shag Nasty. The least athletic black man ever.
What kind of footwear were they wearing?
Brandon was wearing sneakers.
No, he was wearing some kind of like combat boots.
Hiking boots.
Yeah,
I remember. I don't know why I did like a weird shadow boxing wrestling stance and flipped and then. And then whenever you like a whole 4-row fell in the concrete, scared everybody. But I hopped up like a pro.
I wouldn't say like
pros don't fall when they're running, man. This is the most first grade conversation ever. It's not about being like, I can run faster than you.
We're gonna have a rematch, y'all.
We gotta keep this show on the road. Everybody give it up for Sci-Fi right now.
Love you guys. Hold on. Y'all make some more noise for these dudes. I'm so proud of them in this fucking podcast. I mean, make sure you go watch, subscribe, all that good shit. I love y'all.
Thanks, sweetie. Alright, so this is the intermission. Go out there.
Hold up. I need to tell them something before you just
say.
First of all, give it up again for the final college coming. Raise your hand if tonight is your first time ever at Shenanigans. Hey, welcome new people. We're super glad you're here. Here's the thing. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and the bottom line is we're broke as shit. So, two things. Number one, everybody that will serve you tonight is a volunteer, so please be nice and tip heavily because we give them the tips. That's all we can pay. Secondly, because we're broke, we're doing a fundraiser, and if you come see me at intermission, we have created some shenanigans scratch-off tickets where you can win food prizes, swag, all that kind of stuff. We have two different kinds of tickets now. So the one on the left, it's scratch to win. You either win or you don't. You got a 50-50 chance, literally, 50-50 chance of winning something. You either get a frown on the face and depression, or you get a prize. Then, on the right-hand side, we have a new kind. We call it scratch three. Every ticket is a winner. There are three different prizes you can win on every single ticket. But here's the catch. You can only scratch three circles, and all three have to match. So if you're good at, you know, intuitively guessing which three you're going to match, then you're going to kill it on that one. So the ones on the left, they're $2 each, 6 for 10 or 13 for 20. And then the scratch threes are $3 each or 2 for 5. I take Venmo, Cash App, debit card, and cash. So please see me in the lobby if you would like to support Shenanigans. Otherwise, it is indeed, like Ron said, intermission. And we're going to take about 10 minutes, and then we'll see you back after that.
I got one last thing to say, y'all. If you want to come to the second half, put your name in the Big Daddy Chalice, you can come up here and do stand-up comedy.
Bucket pool.
And we will judge you very harshly. Just kidding. But we will judge you, and at the end, you can pie us in the face. Okay.
And you'll do 2 minutes of stand-up, and then they're going to interview you for 4 minutes, right? And then you get to pod one of your choice. All right, so for right now, 10 minutes. If you want to put your name in the bucket and smile right in there, CJJ, otherwise we'll see you back in about 10. Thanks, guys. Coming into the second half of the show. Can we get a round of applause for that first half?
You!
Get down to it. This is the Moonshot News Report. I'm Dan Price. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 40,000 this week for the first time in history, but if you're here tonight, that means nothing to you. Released this week, OpenAI's ChatGPT 4.0 has stunned industry experts with realistic voice that can laugh, sing, and employ vocal signals like sarcasm. It emits real human emotion. So, in terms of human development, it's already surpassed most podcasters. In an unrelated story, OpenAI announced they are considering allowing users to create AI-generated pornography. So, sharpen your query skills, and all this could soon be yours. The popular women-friendly dating app Bumble has gone on the defensive after its latest ad campaign sparked sharp criticism from current and former users. Women, for years, have been leaving the platform in frustration over the realities of modern dating, with some women adopting a cooling-off period from dating altogether. Bumble's billboards in Los Angeles this week seem to taunt women with the slogan, "Celibacy is not the answer." The answer we're looking for, said men on Bumble, is anything short of a firm and sober no. In its defense, Bumble executives said they had canceled other slogans, including, "Bumble, if you loved me, you would." "Bumble, I leave for boot camp in the morning." And "Bumble, it won't go down unless you touch it." A massive street art installation called The Portal, which connected the city streets of New York and Dublin with a live 24/7 video link, was shut down this week after a wave of inappropriate behavior that included flashing, grinding, and swearing, or as they call it in New York, toothing. When asked whether The Portal would reopen, the city of Dublin released a formal statement that read, "Go feck yourself." The Biden-Trump presidential debate has been agreed to and a date set for June 27th. So mark your calendars, June 28th is the day we all stop talking to our parents. And now it's time for Apocalypse Watch 2024, sponsored by Mountain Dew Baja Blast and its blast of natural and artificial tropical lime flavor. The leaders of Gog and Magog pledged their unholy allegiance to each other this week in fulfillment of a 2,000-year-old prophecy. After enjoying tea, snacks, and long walks in the park, Presidents Putin and Xi agreed to share financial support, space-based resources, and nuclear technology. They then consummated the agreement with a 9-minute ritual called Standing Missionary Congress of the Lotus. A Canadian farmer discovered a 6-foot-long, 90-pound piece of space debris in his field recently, and experts this week identified it as part of a SpaceX rocket. It had all the telltale signs of an Elon Musk product. It was mysterious, unwanted, and potentially lethal to pedestrians. The farmer said he has already called Musk to say he's sorry for all the hope. In professional golf news today, the world's leading player, Scottie Scheffler, had a chaotic morning after he ignored police instructions and tried to drive around the scene of a fatal car accident while an officer clung to the side of his vehicle. This is true. Scheffler was arrested, taken away in handcuffs, booked in a Louisville jail, charged with second-degree assault of a police officer, issued an orange jumpsuit, and then released on his own recognizance, driven back to the Valhalla Golf Club, and escorted to the 10th hole where cheering fans waited for him. It's pretty good to be a PGA star. Oh, in other news, 23-year-old senior airman Roger Forston was home alone this week when he was shot 6 times and killed in his own apartment by a Florida sheriff's deputy for the crime of opening his front door while being black. It's not a fair world. That will do it for tonight's Moonshine. This has been my name is Dan Price. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back to the stage, the host of tonight's Moonshine podcast, Tom, JJ, and Brandon.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
So that's Dan Price, everybody.
Everybody keep it going.
And then on a strong one. Yeah. I love you, Dan. Guys, now it's time for you guys to get involved, all right? We're about to do our bucket pool for the audience box. You get 2 minutes to stand up, and then we're going to interview you. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Hell yeah, can I get a drum roll?
Just while he's pulling that out, so if you get your bucket pool, you will have a green light for the first minute and a half, then it will turn to a yellow light, and then it will turn to a red light. Tell them what happens at the red light.
If you run a red light for 10 seconds, you're going to see this little minion over here come and take you off the stage. By force.
Yes.
I'm not wearing nothing under this.
All right, guys, I put out our first name. Please give a warm welcome to Keenan Worthington.
Thank you. I am wearing these because I'm hungover, you guys. But it feels rude, so I'll take them off. All right, let's get started, baby. It's hard to drink here. There's no liquor. But that's okay. I brought my fucking own, dude. All right, here we go, dude. Sorry, Ken. It's absinthe. You guys don't have that.
All right.
I'm just kidding, it's antifreeze. we're having fun, dude. Let's get serious, though. It's been hard, you know, doing comedy since the pandemic. Things are starting to look good. You know, the pandemic was just hard, you guys. I cheated on my girlfriend. I thought we were gonna die, dude. Like, yeah, really fucking good. Joke's on her, though. She only got with me because I'm tall. She thought I was packing. Nope. All balls, dude. That sounded insensitive. Let's get sensitive. When you guys search porn, do you ever just type in love? Is that your name? Not me, dude. Yuck, dude. Gross. What? Hell yeah, game trends for me, dude. That's okay. I don't know what that is. All right, that's me. Thank you, guys.
Keep it going for Pete. Or they can. Thank you, Pete. I would say that game trends are a form of love.
It's 2024.
So, doesn't Keenan look like he was an extra in The Walking Dead?
Damn, Dom.
I love you, man.
At least I'm walking. Jesus Christ.
You know, he said it was all balls. He's got some balls to come out here trying to be Carrot Top with no residency.
You got me. That's my dad. I'm illegitimate, Carrot Top and Sarah Jessica Parker. That's what this is.
What about Chip to the Cat on Adderall?
I'll take it.
What was that, Brandon?
I don't know, I'm a random man.
Jessica Adderall.
Do you know who Jessica Sarah Parker is?
Yeah, Brandon. I'll tell you
that. Sex in the City, the girl with the long nose, the lady.
Also known as Sarah Jessica Walker.
Whichever. Whenever I told that joke once and this guy was like, oh, yeah, that's funny. But you're like, no Sex in the City. There it is.
Keenan, you look like Gay Sex in the County, dude. Oh,
yeah. Dude,
nothing wrong with that, dude. I'm a part of.
What's crazy to me is that not one of you dressed up for this occasion.
I got jeans on, dude.
But it's
wow, cool. It just hit me. That is the difference. I don't see JJ's thighs.
You're lost, Kim.
Keenan, tell us something interesting about you.
About me? You can't tell, but I've been arrested 7 times.
Can we get one story? Quick story?
Yeah. I was in a high speed chase once. Yeah. True, yeah. I got away. Kind of. I was in my own car, so I got away like how OJ got away, you know? They knew it was me. I did consider one option was to punch myself in the eye, get in the trunk, and say I got carjacked.
What did you do to make them chase you?
Just ran away, you know?
Sometimes when I'm on the street, I go, oh, I'm not going to kill chase
you. Kim, that was a long time ago.
What was your getaway vehicle, man?
Toyota Camry, dude.
Economical.
It was economical, yeah. I just outlasted them.
That's a nasty one.
Were you that vehicle that almost killed us in Chattanooga? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Brandon has to bring up inside stories.
Tell them I probably almost died in Chattanooga. It's crazy. A lot of shit happened.
As far as you can remember.
Oh yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah,
that's
worse. Anything else interesting about? You banging anybody right now?
No, I'm actually celibate right now. Thank you. Yeah, I just got out of a long-term relationship, and I'm just taking some time for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're pitching out there now?
What?
Pitching woo out there, and anybody hears you?
Yeah, you know, if anybody's... You know, I'll tell you, I don't get nervous around women, attractive women, so that's a plus, but I do get nervous around women who have their own car or house. That is frightening. I don't know how to compete with that, dude. Like, Someone help me with that. That'd be great.
All right, hell yeah. Can everybody,
thank you guys.
Everybody keep it going. Can you more of you say?
Can you more you're out there in the whole ball?
Hi.
You said attractive women.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to pocket?
Brandon.
In that corner.
This isn't his first free buy.
Hold up. Is this whipped cream or is this sour cream?
Safety first.
Safety first.
All right, here we go. Oh, nice.
It's going right here. Right here.
He's just crumbling it up.
Alright, everybody give it up for your next comedian. Mr. Dante Hall!
What's up, Clown College?
You!
Yo, yeah. I don't know if y'all by y'all reaction as soon as y'all looked at the phone. I'm like, this is me. So what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
You!
So I'm up on this stage getting ready to tell y'all, I like fart in other places. And just walk away. And watch people's reactions. I especially like walk farting up escalators. Watching couples argue with each other. You're the one who farted. No, you're the one who farted. You know, after me, instead of the stairway to heaven, after me, it's the stairway to the sewer. So, I got one thing to say. Fuck them kids. Not like R. Kelly. But, nah, the reason I say fuck them kids is too honest these days. You can be walking down the Walmart and everything, all you hear is, Mommy, look at that fat man. Damn. Mommy, why is his titties bigger than yours? Yeah. My titties are big because of McDonald's. I say McDonald's because in the South we say Mac, we don't say Mick. So remember McDonald's used to be happy? Used to be able to see a clown throwing kids in the pool, ball pit and everything, ball throwing balls at them? Y'all better not be throwing balls at kids. But now it's like, instead of a happy meal, you get a you're good meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you're good. So any runners out there? I hate fucking runners. People like to go out and run never wearing shit. Fuck you. I hate all types of runners. Your nose is running? Fuck you. You're running for president? I hate you, bitch. I mean, Trump. I mean, what? All right, y'all. I think that's my time right there.
Do you throw balls at kids?
No, I don't.
Good, no.
This feels like an after school special.
Dante, I do have one question for you then. You know Trump is not the president of the United States. Right? Okay. I want to make sure.
I hope he's not.
Clarification question.
Dante, so you were in the Army, right?
Yep, I was
on. So you have a joke about piss watching. You should be a piss watcher, right?
Yep, I do.
what entails with that?
What? So in the Army, when you get promoted and stuff, right, you become an NCO.
Mm-hmm.
And as an NCO in the military, you have to do a urinalysis. Everybody has to do a urinalysis. So as an NCO, you have to visually watch them during your analysis. So basically, you have to be at the urinal while they're peeing, watching the pee coming out there. I've never watched the record. I haven't had the record watch.
You knew you just look away.
Yeah. That's what
I was in the Army, so you don't have to watch it.
I told you, yeah, they watch it.
Like, you can tell you that, but you can't just be like.
So I got to watch a whole nother dude and all that. I'm the one, I had one soldier. He couldn't piss about shit, and he's like, you know, I didn't know what the fuck to do, Rock. I was like, man, you just have your business, man.
Dante, what's the biggest cock you've ever seen?
We all want to know. Don't act like you didn't want to know.
You were fucking.
I don't remember because I don't judge.
Oh, dude, you were amazing. You were amazing. You were fucking unit. Brandon, what about you? What's the biggest dick you've ever seen, dude?
My own.
I was wondering what was poking me under the table. Dante, I have a real question. I you have a joke that I love, dude. Can you please do Jamaican misfortune cookies real quick? Please, man, please.
All right, y'all, this is my Jamaican misfortune cookies joke. I like food. Y'all like food? Yeah. And I like Chinese food. Y'all like Chinese food? Yeah. Y'all know how they got fortune cookies? Yeah. I thought about making Jamaican food and making it misfortune cookies. Misfortune cookies written in the Jamaican voice. You will not have a good life, mom. The love of your life, mom, she's already taken mine. Your car, mom, is getting repoed right now, mom. The grass on the other side, it is not green. Mon.
So the question is, who do you want to find first?
Donald, since you brought up the military stuff, I gotta find you.
Come on.
That's a good one, though.
Raymond's about to draw the next one, guys.
Oh, shit.
Hope, Rangel.
Hey!
How you guys doing tonight? This is great.
Yeah.
You're wonderful, folks. Someone was talking about they gained a lot of weight recently. I also gained a lot of weight recently, so I went on one of those like 14-day fad diets. All I lost was the baby. But it's okay, because I realized recently I'm kind of a fetophobe. Like, I wouldn't mind kids if there weren't for all the crying and screaming that I do when I see them. It's not good. I've also realized recently that I don't understand guys. You guys confuse me. Things will be going well. I'll go to his house. He has a whole katana. And not a pair of scissors. I don't know how I'm supposed to feed your cat. I'm not left-handed, that's not how we do it. I also noticed I have a habit of dating kind of the same guy over and over again. You know, tall, white, passionate. You could say my type is school shooters. It's not really a joke, it's just something I'm working on. May explain all the katanas. In high school, all of my crushes turned out to be gay. Which, good for them, but do you know how devastating it was when you show up to prom and the guys you wanted to ask you show up with each other? And they look so good. Thank you.
Keep it going, Pope Rainier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have the same last name as my ex-wife.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so you're alive. I'm just playing. Hope just started comedy. She's hilarious. You are hilarious. So. So you're up. So where we used to always see you at is Moody Mondays. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know what Moody Mondays is, it's a karaoke bar. Yeah. And you have a great time.
Yeah.
You What's your favorite karaoke song?
Probably me and Bobby McGee. Janis Joplin.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Are you going to do karaoke after this?
It's yet to be determined. I couldn't be convinced.
Hell yeah.
I'm too white for music, okay? I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. You date another comedian in the scene, Jake Monty. You'll see him later. He fucking sucks. I'm gonna make you gay again. How big is his penis? I just wanna know. In the auctioneer joke, he says 6.5 inches. I just wanna know if that's true.
People should know the answer to that.
Well, you did say all your crushes turned out to be gay, so me and Jake are fucking. It suffices.
I'm a little confused by the fact that all the penis talk is coming from you, JJ.
You're confused. Also, my girlfriend in the front row is probably really confused.
That's annoying if you're not okay.
It happens.
I took her corneas out.
So, Hope, how long have you been doing stand-up?
A couple months.
You!
That's just a couple months. Good. Good. I'm so glad you keep on coming out. And yeah, you thank this guy over here, but he's cool.
You guys are great. I've been out to see you guys do stand up for years, and then I finally did it, so y'all are inspiring.
See, I don't know that they dated until I heard Katana and Cat.
You know, Jake actually gave me my first real Katana, too. Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, dude, his hair is magnificent, dude.
Fuck, I love it.
I'm sorry, I got one.
Oh, so what's your favorite mic to go to in Huntsville?
Speakeasy is pretty cool.
Speakeasy. Yeah. And if you guys don't know, we have mics all week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The one she's talking about is on Thursday. Mm-hmm. At Straight Dale.
And Pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
I have a mic too, guys. Shag Nasty's Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
There's also a mic that happens in this room.
Joker's Wild, hosted by Daniel Horn.
Yeah.
Hey, so can you give us one? We're good? Okay, give us something interesting about you. Something.
I have four tarantulas.
Really?
They're cool.
You let them out? You let them out, or you just keep them in a.
Fuck no. They're like fish.
Yeah.
They're like fish. I have cats too, so I don't want to.
I'm pretty sure tarantulas will drown, though, right?
What?
Don, can you spell tarantula?
I'm not a chance in y'all cry though.
Tomorrow I'm going to be able to say it.
No, he got it wrong.
No.
He said T-R.
Tarantula, you know, tarantula.
T-A. It's
all right.
Hope, what do you want to pop in the face?
I was gonna pick you, but you've already been done, so JJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
JJ,
yeah.
Just
fucking with us.
You want a pocket?
Man, don't hold
your hair. God, you're a
fucking husband.
Fucking
kiss you all.
So we got two more guys. Hey, whenever I'm rumbling around in here, will you guys give me a favor and say, fuck it, fuck it. Everybody give it up for the great Todd Funny.
me. Hey, black people, make some noise. Titties and dicks on the stage. What the fuck going on in Shenanigans? This is what happens when I don't come up here no more. Shit is weird. I'm fat and lazy, so fuck y'all. I'll sit down when I tell jokes. I'm pregnant. Brandon Dick touching my butt too. For those who don't know me, my name is Trevor Shock. I tell white people to call me Ty so y'all feel safe. And so you don't think I'm your drug dealer either. I know what I look like. I had a white dude the other day at Walmart. God damn it, I know your goddamn face. Come on, Whoopi Goldberg, take a picture with me. My heart. Oh, man, what's going on, man? It's been a good day, man. I'm gonna get some pussy tonight. Make some noise. Come out here. Slaying these titties. Hey, lesbians in the back, how y'all doing? I like my dudes playing with during sex. Don't judge me. You look like you like it too. Don't do that. You like, you play with his titties too, don't you? You like, oh. I'm not gonna lie, man. Nipple play is fun. Fellas, it's y'all fault that it happened to me. All the titty twisters made my pee get hard. Now I like it.
That's what people say too.
It's really for me. I've been getting hungry and I'm trying to grow this diet. It's no, ain't no calories to eat pussy, so it's nice. Ain't no jokes.
Dude, I appreciate you posting that video. I learned a lot.
Take your time, fellas. Go slow. I learned from the lesbians. Yeah. Take your time. Y'all will get, it will hurt if you go fast.
Yeah. That was the first time I ever saw a vagina, man.
So
man.
What else y'all want to talk about?
I want to hear a crazy story.
Crazy story? What you want? Oh, yeah. we're talking about Crazy Steve.
Yeah, let's talk about Crazy
Steve. Taco Bell. It's a white dude named Crazy Steve in my job. Why is he crazy? Because he came in my job with a machete in the back to fuck the manager up. You said, woo, why don't you woo to that? I know he's going to come to my job. You come to give us money for food and leave. Crazy Steve wanted to fight the manager because he quote unquote touched your butt. It didn't happen. But Crazy Steve was fucking a meth head girl. Her name was Samantha. I work around white people, don't judge me. I'm not around niggas. It's usually shooting niggas, but now we got machetes and bats. So it's safer with machetes and bats. But it's don't have names and they offenses. They just hit people. Crazy Steve came to my job, they called the police, and he got Samantha pregnant, and they're together now. They have a meth baby right now. They was living in the car together. It was crazy. Yeah.
Is that the dude I met with the fucked up teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna fuck somebody up that night.
Yeah. It's cool, that's crazy stuff. What?
He's cool.
No! I almost killed him. He pissed me off. He was saying, Ty, you lazy. Ty, you don't do shit. Ty. And he was right, but fuck you, bitch. This is my Taco Bell. I don't know this motherfucker. When I get free food away, I do it because I want to. And that's my plan. Yeah. That's my life.
Hell yeah, Ty. Alright, so now's the time you get the pick.
Who? I get to pass somebody?
If you want that.
That's who the Asian guy.
Oh, yeah, he's in a mix.
I loaded my own gun.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
1 second.
I ain't did this before. This
let's go.
I love you, bro. That was fun.
Wow, guys. Give it up for all our bucket pulls. Keenan and whoever else. I've been drinking a little bit. Don, how could I forget the giant peach over there, dude? My bad. My fucking bad. Guys, we made it to our final featured comedian of the night.
You know, we were talking about him earlier. Apparently, he's my gay lover. Guys, please give a warm welcome to Mr. Jake Muncy.
Hell yeah, dude. I've never been this hard before. I just want to say there's a lot of jokes have been told tonight, but JJ, our time together meant something to me, dude. I should know that. Let that mean what it may. Please give it up for JJ and Don McBrandon, you guys. Hell yeah. They're young and hungry. Well, JJ's young. Don's hungry. Hell yeah, dude. Don told me one time we were drinking, he was like, man, when I was in the Army, I never missed. I was like, what, dude, a meal? God damn, dude. I want to give another thank you. I appreciate you guys helping out Huntsville Police Department find pedophiles, sexual deviants, and various degenerates that look like JJ here. It's a real appreciative. God damn it, dude. Please give yourselves a big round of applause for coming out tonight, guys. I'll be honest, I miscounted, I wasn't ready. It's all good. Man, I had surgery recently, you guys. Thank you. Your doctor said because of the muscle groups you worked on, you should probably wait at least a month to have sex. I was like, that's nothing to me. I fucking got it. In fact, probably try really hard, get nothing done. But if I get a chance, I'm gonna rip all this to shit. God damn, dude. No, man, it was insane. My surgery was weird because they were like, we'll schedule everything here, but you got to have the actual operation in Coleman. I was like, why, dude? Is my hernia racist? I was like, yeah. So I went to Coleman, had surgery. Oh, no, man, it was really weird, you know, because they shaved half my pubes. I'm like, I didn't do that. You know? I was going to put a real damper on my dating life, and I was having a hard enough time before my fucking nutsack had a fade. Not a good way to make a first impression, dude, unless you're like iced tea or something. Damn it, man. It's hard, dude, because I'm autistic and shit, but I'm still trying to fuck, you know? You know, people other than JJ and whatnot. I don't know, man. It's weird, dude. That's why I'm waiting for my big break, you know? Love on the spectrum. I'll run through those dizzy O's, dude. I swear to Christ. I just want to take a beautiful girl home where we can do everything but make eye contact, you know? The worst part about having your heart broken by an autistic girl is she tends to stay behind to count the pieces, you know? Almost compelled to, like a pixie, you know? And if it's an odd number, she'll do all over again. Called getting even. It's a smart joke! No, man, I like bringing a girl home. It bums my cat out, that's for sure, you know? Because I don't really have, like, a traditional, like, well, that's not why I bumped my cat up, that'd be weird. But I don't have a traditional bedroom set up at the moment. I got more of a hammock situation, you know? If you think it's hard to get a girl to bed, it's not fucking hard to get into a hammock, I'll tell you that, dude. God damn, when she sees you fail at that running start, what? Twice? Oh, can't make love after that, dude. I don't know, man. I've been a little sad recently. My fish died. Yeah. Shot twice on the invasion. They gunned him down, dude. These young thugs. All for a bubbler and some rocks. That's just fish shit, you know? I like to imagine, like, they saw the little treasure chest. They were like, nice. So, but then Neptune came out of the pineapple. They were like, no witnesses! They gunned him down, dude. Oh, no. I survived the school shooting. You're still looking for me? Never found me, dude. I'm in the ether. My school shooting was a lot different. It wasn't a white kid. That's right. Total amateur. I wasn't prepared, dude. I did lose a buddy. He was a nice kid, and he lit up every room he walked into. But so did the shooter. So now we just remember. I've been doing comedy for a long time now. I do a lot at the sex shop, you know. And sometimes when I'm struggling there, I'll go through the boxes, try to find something to get me going. One day I pull out a leather mask, you know, zipper mouth, Pulp Fiction edition. I turn it over, child's medium, dude. The fuck needs that? It's Balenciaga. And I don't know, man. I got a buddy that likes to date older women. I won't tell you who. It's Alex. But I won't tell you again. You know? I was like, how does that work, dude? He's like, they hit me up. I'm like, how, man? You rewired that life order? And he's like, yeah. He's like, what's that message like, dude? Help, I've fallen in love and I can't get up. I have a butt. Every time a woman within like 5 miles presses her life alert, Alex gets a notification on his phone. I was a swim guy, I'm currently in remission. You know? I'm back into a boob guy. And when I feel the bumps on a woman's areola, I have the same reaction as a blind man getting good news. Braille. I met a girl recently at a county fair. She looked a lot like JJ, so I was down. She was an auctioneer. Y'all know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She used to do the thing in her sleep, you know, she'd be like, hey, she'd fall asleep. I thought it was cute. She'd do it too at other times, so I really didn't think it was cute. Like when I was getting hard, you know? Because she would be like, oh, you got 3, 3, 3, you got 4, 4, 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, Thank you guys. Have a good one.
Hell yeah. Y'all keep it going for Jake, everybody. Y'all keep it going. Jake is the funniest dude I know that wears loose-fitting capris. Love him.
This is called the Adam Sandler.
So what's up, Jake? You really don't like people more?
Nah, man. I haven't currently, like, all the way kicked it, you know. But they're not going to give you time, but they got to be a part of it.
Essential. You a foot job guy or what?
Nah, man, it's too much work on the ladies. I wouldn't do that to them. Okay. Just let me look at it, you know?
Yeah. You can keep on, or you can make some change like that, man.
Make some change like that. Brandon, you need to make some changes, my dude. Listen, what's the biggest cock you've ever seen? What's the biggest one you've run from? Man?
Yeah,
that's probably pretty good, too.
I love you, too.
I'll have you for now.
I know you're probably pretty excited, man, with summer and, you know, open-toed shoes.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fair game, dude. It's hunting season, you know what I'm saying? Open-toed shoes are a bold choice around me.
He's a predator.
That's what they say. Allegedly.
So you're Jewish.
Yeah, man, somewhat. I'm Jewish in the same way every white woman is Native American.
I know one of y'all got a fucking dream catcher tattoo out there, and you're pulling your sleeve down.
Yeah, dude. If you drop a pin, I'll hear it, but that's about it. Doesn't matter how far I am. I just sense the iron like a shark in the water, dude. It's like a drop of blood to me. I'll get it.
That's Chad. You don't like pennies. You're not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, dude. I know that.
Oh, man. My shit would blow his mind, dude. Like Six Semper Paranda style, you know? I guess. Lincoln was he was alright.
Dom just pulled out a crinkle of that $5 bill out of his pocket. Jake's about to perform oral.
Guess the cereal.
I thought Dom was having a stroke. What was he doing?
$2 bill. And you have the same haircut, so Tom is sitting here.
You carrying a $2 bill? What, are you a fucking time traveler?
That's because you can only count to two, Jake. Don't be rude, dude.
I knew it all along. Yeah, man, we'll go thrift shopping together. We'll clean that out.
Give me a crazy story, Jake.
Give you guys a crazy story?
Besides the school shooting thing, which is real.
Yeah.
I thought he was just talking around like the first 6 months that he was doing that joke.
Yeah, dude. Every time he'd swear, like, slam his car, I'd be like, don't do that. He'd be like, all right. No, I'm kidding. It was one thing. I don't know, man. Cool story. Fuck. God damn it. You cool bitch. Fuck, dude. One time, I was drinking absinthe with my cousin in the Dominican Republic, dude. And it became very clear that they were trying to rape us, Brandon, you know, like they were just giving us free drinks, you know, but they didn't realize that we were alcoholics, so we just kind of played them, you know? Yeah.
Men and women.
Huh?
Men and women.
Oh, the dude. It was a dude. Yeah, he was come by and giving us drink, calling us. Like, he's like, my friend. He never met us, dude. But no, he kept giving us absinthe, man. And we got in the golf cart, and they all watched us leave. And we made it through the woods back to the fucking, like, hotel. And, dude, that drive through the woods was so fucking magical on opium. Whatever else is in there, dude. I don't know. I can. Like, probably shouldn't have, but...
Oh, wow, dude. You got drunk and somebody tried to sexually assault you? What a crazy story, bro. Yeah, yeah. What a crazy story. You ever been to a frat party with those guys? You've had that happen to you. And not a single one of them smiled. That's how you know they have a couple open Title IX pending. I'm sorry, I've been drunk with you.
I'm sure I got crazier stories. I'm a little drunk, you know. I'm off coffee, I'm on heroin. We'll see how it goes. We'll see. It's touch and go with the heroin.
It's a red light. Get the fuck off the stage.
All right, everybody, keep it going.
Jake.
So, we're going to take this pie in the face opportunity to do just a real quick spontaneous fundraiser, if you will please, actually entertain the thought. My lovely wife, Jessica, where are you, Jessica?
You!
Where she go? Yeah. Jessica! Yeah. Yeah. Jessica. Yeah. All right, so, well, it depends on what the crowd does. Okay. We have this big old bucket. We're going to act like this is church and pass it around. And if we get $50, then Jessica's going to let me throw a pie in her face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Yes, my dude. Come on, come on.
Are you crying here?
I'm fine.
Okay, hold on.
No.
Is this some kind of
weird
guys? Nobody wanted to see it. Come on, brother.
Oh, shit.
What's
that? Hey.
Okay, come listen.
Okay.
Give her a pop! Give her a pop! Give her a pop! Give her a pop! Give her a pop!
Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for coming out. For real, we really appreciate it. I hope you guys had a good time.